for those of you who were watching a little intro there, was playing with the lights. It's fascinating, the combination of both the little hanging lanterns that give that slight little flickering effect and the light that I have here in front of me, and how much of a difference that makes in the light that this camera picks up. I mean, you can see it here. Even though that is like subtle from the way it's hitting me, look what a difference that makes. It's really, really like the lighting and the way that the camera is trying to autocorrect for stuff. Like that gives me a very cool, almost bluish appearance. This here is a little bit more like towards a darker reddish flesh tone. But isn't that crazy? It's crazy. This cam that I have on here is not admittedly the best. I actually think the phone and the Surface camera did a better job. When this was brightly lit, I think it was clear. And I imagine that when I get my setup in Arizona, I'm going to get more even lighting. I'll probably do some sort of panel thing on the front and on the sides. But anyway. Good to see you all today. Krista, stopping in with a yo. Krista, how you doing? Let's pour ourselves a little bit of the old Evan Williams. The title of today's episode is Saurus, which we will dissect because that's got several meanings to it today. And part of that is going to be doing a little... I mean, that like a bug. I think it's just a weird space. Brush my face. What was I fucking gonna say? Oh, some of it was because did some work outside and around, and in doing so was using a few tools, and so we're gonna do a little bit of some tool possible ASMR. And no, does not mean I'm gonna be playing with my penis. Black Cat stopping in with a hello. Black Cat, how are you doing? Cheers to everybody out there. By the way, Krista, this one's for you. We're talking about something today, and in the process, I mentioned something about that. It referenced Filthy Shitter, and it made me laugh, and then I was like, that's like Krista's favorite thing. Maybe not your favorite thing. Doing better now. You almost missed tonight. You were watching the last season of a show. What show? I was playing some games. I'm like just really into and having a lot of fun playing this one Division video game. It's one of those things where you... As you get to the end and you finish more stuff and you have less to do, it's almost kind of enjoyable because now you can focus on just running around and blasting the dudes, which is its own fucking reward, of course. But anyway, hope you're all doing well. I have debated not having a nightcap tomorrow. There's the possibility that instead of a nightcap, I might just be playing video games. I'm not sure because I'm going out for some drinks after work, and there's the possibility that I'm just going to be like, I really don't feel like doing a sit and talk and whatever. So we'll see. So watch Twitter, whatever. If I'm not around, that's why. Some raisin cookies. I could go for a raisin cookie. And I mean like a legit raisin cookie. I love oatmeal raisin cookies. The OG... Oh, the original Charmed show. Season 8, Episode 7. I don't think I've watched a single episode of that. Not that I wouldn't, but just haven't. Black Cat says,
enjoy yourself.
Oh yeah. Drinky drinks. Like, I don't do that enough. And if that doesn't happen, then I'm going to end up going to the gym. So, guess what you found today? Hubcap for 1972 Datsun. A package of grape jelly from Waldorf's. No, I would not. I would not, Krista. It would be gross. Your old Magnum marker. How old is that? And where was this marker, Black Cat? Does it still work? This cookie tastes weird. Oh, that would be so gross. Itchy crumbs and shit everywhere. You have to take like a bottle brush and scrub it out to get all the crumbs out. It was from the in mid-80s. No, it doesn't work. You found it in a wooden box. But even as Krista has asked the most important question, does it smell? Does it still have the characteristic Magnum marker smell? Yes.
Chemicals.
That's the good stuff. The stuff from the 80s, that's probably got all sorts of deadly shit in it. Oh, no. You should see if you can, if you dampen it. If you dampen it, does it come back to life? You should contact the company. Here's what you should do. You should contact the company that makes the Magnum markers and say, I found this marker and blah, 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 blah. And see if there's a way you can like refill it or so. I don't know. Just have fun, write them a letter. I've written letters to places like that before, like an actual paper letter, and gotten boxes of free stuff. Maybe you could. I mean, like the it might be that whatever material that's, you know, whatever is the ink that's in there. Dude, was that like an alcohol base? But don't ruin it. But maybe you can bring it back to life, and then you can run around with your Magnum marker and just be like, "Hey, everybody, look what I got!" And like, oh God,
You see my
that'd be funny to write them, see if they still exist. I mean, the Magnum markers. I mean, I think the same Magnum marker, right? Magnum marker. They're made by Sharpie now, weren't they? Always made by Sharpie, the Sanford Company. I mean, like Sharpie is made by like the Sanford Company. I don't know if they just rebranded it. Yeah, you could just sit at the bar sniffing your mark. Your face is just this. Your eyes are all woo, like, oh, here we go. Nobody drinks. The bar kicks you out because nobody wants to drink anymore. Because instead, everybody's just getting high as fuck off of your markers. All right, so let's get into the source a little bit. Let's talk about step one. My father, and I feel like a lot of people, but particular for whatever reason, my father, in his workshop, the some of the toolboxes that he has are these like old metal toolboxes. He has one that I think he made out of wood. He's got all these old tools and stuff that are in there. Now, I don't know if he's ever really taken much time to oil or clean much of those tools. But what has happened is that I think as time has gone on, there's a slight bit of oil, lubricant, sweat on metal, humidity on metal, and there's this weird. There's a weird smell to his toolboxes. And it kind of stinks, but I also kind of like it. And I realize, like, hey, you know, really, especially if you have tools with motors and this and that and the other, that's probably not good. Yeah, it's like a weird. Like a weird. Oh God, I'm so sleepy. It's like a weird. It's almost like a rancid oil, but it's kind of good. It's like WD-40 cheese. That's really weird. What if WD-40 started making squeeze cheese? And then, like, you can eat it or you can use it to displace water. It's all in one. But here's the thing that you can buy, and I don't know why I never really put two and two together on this. But here's some ASMR. Do you like this sound? You get the slight crinkling of the paper. Black Cat likes it. She says, that's pretty good. Except for me hitting the microphone. Almost sounds like the ocean. What is this, you may ask? Well, this is by a company called Wise Dry. This is silica gel desiccant moisture absorbent. Do not eat, throw away. So Black Cat, no eating this. But what happens is you can sort of see there's these little particles in there. And as more of them turn like an orange color, when the bag is like a solid color, then that means it's absorbed all the moisture. But these come in a fairly decent sized pack, you know, definitely bigger than like something you'd find in just like a shoe. Like when you know, you buy like new shoes or something, there's like the little pack in there. This is a pretty big, heavy duty package of the stuff. And so I bought a large pack of these and I threw them in all my toolboxes. I threw them in my gun case. I've got them in my toolboxes. I've got them in a bunch of places because I feel like that smell that is from the moisture and the humidity. You know, it's a mixture of your sweat and oil and the machine oil and whatever else. So this little ASMR pack. Is this relaxing you? I could be an ASMR artist, you know. I think we'll just have to spend a little time focusing on some sounds. Now, what does it smell like? It kind of smells like the old toolbox smell. Sorry, am I talking? You're hypnotized by the ASMR sound? Chris, are you really? Are you serious? Get some gentle desiccant pack sounds. You can make them sound like the ocean. Let's get the crinkling of the package. It's got a permeable layer. Gamer Lab 1 is stopping in. Gamer Lab 1, you stopped in right for some desiccant pack ASMR. try this. Doesn't really work very well. So there, that's a little bit of some weird ASMR sounds for the show. Using a desiccation pack. Kind of, Alright, so we're going to put this over to the side. Now, one of the things that I was doing outside was I replaced the shifter knob on my motorcycle that actually the replacement knob I thought was going to come tomorrow. As it turns out, it came today. And Gamer Lab 1, how are you doing tonight, by the way? What is that little spinning thing? Is it Agent 009? Harvey 53009A. It is. Harvey Dent. Interesting. Good, good. Glad to hear you're doing all right. So we got the shift knob. The shift knob is made of a nice composite material. And so I had to use a hex key and take the shift knob, the cover, the little rubber cover, off. And then put the new one on. And while I was doing that, realized, you know what, I should probably make this secure, but not too secure. And so if you've never used this stuff before, I'm going to show you something. Because, much like GamerLab1 has just asked, did I Loctite it? Well, yes and no. In this case, this is a brand that they basically sell at like Ace Hardware. So that's Permatex. This is the medium strength thread locker. So this isn't meant to be like an impossible bond, because if that shift thing ever cracks or does start to get to a point where it needs to be replaced, I want to be able to get it off. So they sell these thread lockers, and so you can see this is a blue. I think the red is meant to be more permanent. But this is the medium strength, and it's not very expensive, kind of a little bit goes a long way, but it does have a good smell. It kind of smells like shoes. If you ever are like, if you have a thing for the smell of like new shoes, buy some thread locker and huff it. It smells like shoes. Oh, I can still smell. It's good. Yeah, okay, so GamerLab1 was correct. The red is stronger. The red is the stronger stuff. Krista found an unused roll of bubble wrap. Where was it? Did you pop it, or are you going to save it? Shoe repair shop? Oh, shoe repair shop smell good. It's like leather and glue and like machinery. That's some good smells. Shoe repair shop, that's some good smells. So I did use this thread locker to put the bolt back on. Yeah, the OG Poppets. Bubble wrap's not cheap. It's really not. It's kind of expensive. I'm going to need that for wrapping my last drive-in neon sign. That's going to be one of the few things that I take to Arizona. That sign was expensive. It's real neon. I didn't get the LED rope. So that's actual glass neon tube. So I'm going to really wrap that in some hardcore bubble wrap. I think I may end up putting that on the front seat or the floor or something like that. Definitely don't want that to get cracked or smashed. I'd be very pissed. So as part of taking this piece on and off the bike, here is another few little things that I wanted to show and share and recommend. Number one, if you don't have and you don't even need a expensive one, this is just a Stanley, which is nothing super expensive, But always make sure you get a good ratchet. You know, it can make nasty jobs really easy. And it's got some great ASMR potential. I'll just go ahead and fix that for you. Okay. And we can switch and do the other side. We'll loosen this one up so it's not so difficult for you. Okay. It's a slightly different sound. Black Cat likes this noise. Just want to be careful so we don't over tighten. Good, good. I like Stanley too. I feel like for the most part their products are of a reasonable quality. And in this case, what I like about this, it's just a metal ratchet. It's just chrome steel with the thing on the end, one direction, the other direction, and of course the middle, basically. Being a little bit of a lock period so that you can't turn it either way, which is nice. Probably bought it from the dollar store. I mean, if it was a dollar for the bubble wrap, that's a good price. You guys want to hear some fast ratcheting? Okay, we gotta hurry this job up. And when you get a set, so this one came with a nice adapter, and what's nice about these adapters is you can use these to put this on the end and use some other different size sockets if you need to. And what's nice about this is if you don't have a good, if you don't have an electric drill, so if you have to use a screwdriver or whatever else, they do sell an adapter for this where it's like you turn it to the other side. But you can basically, with the adapter, you can put this adapter, put the other little adapter that then you can put the bits for like a screwdriver in, and you can basically use your ratchet as a screwdriver, which again, if you really have something that's stuck or you really need to tighten it, or if you're just putting something together and you have to do a whole lot of driving screws or even sometimes hex keys, because I have a set of bits that are the little star drives and all that sort of shit, it's way easier to just have this motion than to have to be torquing your wrist. And you can put a lot of force on it. So be careful that you don't over tighten and snap whatever it is that you're working on. But these two pieces here we can also use to make a little bit of some tapping sounds. Just relax. Black Cat, this is going to be your favorite episode, isn't it?
That's a very good noise.
Everybody's asleep. I have one other little thing to show. And if you were looking for, you like the slow ratchet is good. That was spacing you out, wasn't it? You want some more? I'll give you a little bit more. We'll do a little bit more of the slow ratcheting. Okay, well, it looks like everything's in shape. The only thing we have to do is, looks like we're going to need to have to tighten this here. So let me just have a look in there. Okay. We should turn this. We measure this bolt, I think, probably about... Let's give it one. Okay. Oh, that's good. And now on this one here, it looks like you've gone. We want this to have flush here in the side. So we're gonna back this one out a little bit. And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna put a spacer there. so that this will remain in spec. So just give me a moment. We'll do it. We'll adjust this here. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, let me see the spacer. Oh, we still got, we need a little bit more here. Let's get, oh, good, good. Get it to about there. Okay, let's see if that fit. A little bit more, okay. Okay, now that we have the spacer in place here, we're just gonna switch this back over. And so what you can see is now that we have the spacer here, we wanna make sure we don't have any gap where this could leak. So now we're gonna tighten this back down. And again, we'll put a little bit of that substance on there. Yeah, it does smell like a shoe store, doesn't it? Yeah, I like that smell too. It's very soothing. So okay, we're gonna go ahead and just tighten this down just a little bit, just gently. Okay, we'll make sure this doesn't scratch the surface. And see here, this gap is closing up nicely. I think we will be finished with this. I don't charge top dollar. I feel like it's important for people to get a quality service at an affordable price. So it'll be $1.72. No, I don't charge tax. That's figured into the price, so you'll be all set. And we should be good. Thank you so much, and have a great day. should I start an ASMR channel or what? Hey, will you go on stream and just make ratchet sounds for an hour? Did that seriously make you guys space out? I don't think Gamer Lab 1 likes it so much. All right. Variety ASMR. Yes, and live. Podcast, folks. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Here's one other thing that I would recommend. Now, the brand on this really isn't that important. I think this is like Moongo or whatever that's called. But what this is, and this is not something you would use for like automotive. This isn't something you would use for like a heavy duty job where you really needed to torque something down. But what this is this is a universal socket. So, you know, I have a bunch of the other little sockets that are there. It came with the same Stanley set that I got the ratchet with. But this particular thing, especially if you're, again, I don't know, putting something together and it's got a variety of sizes. What's nice about this is you're using the pressure of these little pins so that once you push in, those pins sort of lock around the head of the bolt or the nut. And it works pretty well. Gamer Lab 1 says I've seen that once but forgot about it. They're not terribly expensive. This goes from a quarter of an inch to 3/4 inch. But I found this thing. I use this almost more than any of the other bits that I have. Because why not? Again, I'm not tightening stuff down with like a torque wrench. and it comes with a nice adapter. So this little piece there, that would fit, you know, on the ratchet. But then if you wanted to, you can take this piece, put that in, and then you can put this in a screwdriver. So you could put this in like a, you know, battery screwdriver or whatever, and then basically use it like a bit driver. And you want to talk about being able to put stuff together really fast. Phenomenal. And I think this thing, again, was like, I think it was like $20. It was pretty cheap. You know, I imagine if anything, what will eventually wear out is the springs behind the little pins. But for something that's relatively cheap that you can use to basically replace a whole socket set for just doing stuff around your house, it's not bad. It's not bad. So if you just look for universal socket, that's a nice little present or gift if you're looking for something to buy for someone. Again, not terribly expensive. You know, don't. But I just want to be clear. If you're like, oh, I know you work on cars a lot and I got this. Like, you're not going to want to use this for, like, trying to get rusted stuff out. Like, you need heavy-duty shit for that. But if you're tightening some stuff up just around the around the house, or, I don't know, you're putting together something and it has nuts and bolts or whatever, it works really well. It really does. And I've even used it to just hold the back of, like, a nut to get a screw started or whatever. It works really well. So, not bad. Not bad. So, I got that thing changed. I got the shift lever fixed. I'm hoping it doesn't rain tomorrow because I'd like to take my bike out, although it's supposed to rain, unfortunately. But I like the material of that thing. I would have hoped that it would have been, like, kind of free spinning. But on the same token, I'm also glad it's not, because I have a feeling that that would just be rattly and really fucking noisy. So I didn't tighten it down super hard, but I tightened it down pretty good. And then I'm like, hey, hopefully overnight, like, the lock, you know, the thread locker on that will lock in, and that'll be really solid. I use the same stuff to replace the antenna on my truck. Like, that stuff works pretty good. Don't forget about that. If you're ever like, hey, I'm putting this thing together and I hope it doesn't come loose or whatever, buy that thread locker for what costs them, like, $3 or $4. I mean, it makes a world of difference. Highly recommended. And in that regard, way better than trying to put, like, that pipe tape or whatever, that little, like, silicone thread tape. Your friend had a 110cc mini chopper that was a 4-speed manual. It was so fun back in 08. I would love to ride around on shit like that now. That's the one other thing that I think, when I get to Arizona, I got to see what's out there. But I would love to get just sort of like some little, I hesitate to say trash bike, but like some either mini bike or small little dirt bike or something like that for, hey, I'm just running up over here. Or some of them, they're light enough where I can actually pick it up and put it on the trailer hitch of my truck. They sell a thing where it's just like a little bracket. You lift it up, you set it on there, and then basically strap it down. And then I could use that to drive out to wherever, and then you could go take the bike around. So I'd love to get something like that. I think those little bikes like that are a shitload of fun. So fucking cool. I'd love to get more into that. But that was my customization. It was not like a whole lot of work, but I did that and then was like, I know the rain and shit is coming. I should probably clean my gutters. So I get out the ladder, and as I'm grabbing the ladder, this other, it's like this post thing, falls and smashes me in the fucking head. I'm like, oh, god damn it. So I get the ladder and I go up there. Yep, the gutters are full of crud. So, all right, I get the thing for clearing the gutters. I clean all that shit out there. It's kind of a goopy mess. And then I notice at the end of the one house, I'm like, Is that in the gutter coming away from the house? Like, fucking A. So clear that out, and I don't think that's really going to be a problem unless those gutters get backed up again and full of shit, which hopefully I won't have to worry about because I will be gone by then. But I'm going to have to keep an eye on it, and I actually think that perhaps the next time there's going to be several dry days in a row, I think I'm just going to get some construction adhesive, pull that thing away, squirt a whole shitload of that in there, and press it back in so that it stays. GamerLab1 says, what do I use to clean them? I have, you attach it to your garden hose, and you telescope the end of it fairly long, so it goes way up. And then there's a nozzle that you can adjust 360 degrees. So I point it down kind of like at a little bit of a forward angle. And so you kind of rest that near the edge of the gutter, and you just use the water to spray it out. The hardest part about that and where it would really help is if you had two people and you had one person near the end with a stick clearing the hole by the downspout. Because as you're pushing and washing all that crud forward, the downspout will get blocked. You can eventually use the water pressure to just spray it out of there, but, I mean, you get wet and everything all over the place, but it works. It absolutely fucking works, and it's way better than crawling up there and trying to scrape it all with your hand. It's another thing that's not really expensive. I wish I had one of those ages ago when I had my other old house. I used to get up there and just use a glove and just fucking do it with my hand. Yeah, oh, those gutter guards. I wish I had those gutter guards. I mean, being able to just spray the top of those off with a hose would be 1,000 times easier. And, like, it's those fucking maple spinners. It's a combination of the maple spinners and this other, like, I don't know what they are. It's like some little seed flowery pollen thing. But together, that stuff just clumps right by the downspout, and there's no way. Like, you have to really fucking get that shit out of there. I mean, I reached up and got, like, a whole handful, this glop, and fucking threw it in my yard, and that's like, Black Cat would have loved it. But, yeah, I cleaned out all the ones in the back. I didn't really do the front, because I feel like the front doesn't get as much of it. And because there's like a two-tier thing, I feel like it's mostly fine. It's the gutter in the back that I've had issues with. But that is another thing that I won't have to worry about when I get to Arizona. Some real glop. I should have put it all in a bucket and had a glop bucket. Actually, I bet if you let that dried out, you could make some really funky... You can make like a sticky like allergy tea. And you feed it somebody, they have an allergy reaction, and they burst and they become allergy man or allergy woman. I could sell it to Gwyneth Paltrow, and she could use it as a natural thing where, like, people put it in their vagina. It's smelly. It's gross. It smells like rotting vegetation and mold and stagnant poop water. Because that's what it is. It's rotting vegetation in old stagnant water. It smells. It doesn't smell good like a shoe store. It smells like fucking butthole. Not a big fan. That's not a fun job. So this telescoping thing that I have to spray the water up there, I wish it was sturdier. It's not the sturdiest thing in the world. And I almost wonder or wager if you just, like, again, if you had two people and you had somebody who just used a regular hose attachment and just got up to the end of the gutter and just sprayed water and then just cleared the downspout again with their hand or a stick or some shovel or whatever, I think you'd do almost better. Have I ever thought about getting into CB radios? You're thinking about it. I used to be into CB radios. I used to have those and mess around with them back when I worked at Radio Shack. I definitely think when I get to Arizona, that's something that I will get. I would recommend that as you get into them, you do learn CB radio etiquette, all the rest of that sort of stuff. Especially like, the truckers and stuff that are out there. If you get on there and you're just horsing around, like they're gonna fucking, it's not good. But they are cool. And I love the idea that that is a citizens band and you can talk and whatever. And I do like that there's an emergency channel. And that's why I want to get one. I want to get one of those and basically, like, especially if I'm taking my motorcycle out somewhere, I definitely want to take one of those because if something happens and you get stranded or stuck, you can't always necessarily rely on cell phone shit. However, there's a high likelihood that somewhere, especially if you went higher up, because if I recall, CB, it's kind of like line of antenna. So, especially if you're higher up, you have a better chance of being heard by people who are down below. So, I definitely want to get a CB radio like that to take when I'm, if I go off, on a long bike ride or something, especially if you're going into a desert-ish area. Because you get stranded and you need to call for help, I think you may, like, okay, so you have your cell phone. Who are you going to call? Somebody that lives fucking 100 miles away? Does it run on battery? Yeah, you can get ones that run on battery. They also have some that you can hand crank, that you can hand crank them and use basically like a, you mechanically generate it. I'd like to get one that's the combo. So it has batteries, but if for whatever reason the batteries go dead, there's a little crank you turn and it just recharges like a capacitor and you can use it. It'd be enough to call for help. I think what's that, Channel 9? I think Channel 9 is the emergency channel. I think it's fun, Gamer Lab. I think you should totally do it. Could be good if the grid goes down. 1,000%. All that shit goes down, CB, it's not centrally managed. So as long as you have, like, I have a hand crank, lantern, flashlight. I've got a lot of that stuff, but I would like to get a radio. I feel like in that regard too, if you get one of those little CB radios, a lot of them have like AM radio and CB, and I think weather and maybe even World Band. Like they have some pretty cool ones. If you get a home base system, the nice thing about the home base system is, you can put an antenna that goes up and gets much better reception. But I think that's fun. I think it's a lot of fun, and I think that's, I don't want to say like a little bit of a lost hobby, but I think that's super cool. If you like that and you really get into it, I mean, look up getting a ham radio license. Hams are incredible. And you have the ability to talk all over the world. And with ham radio, yeah, you can talk basically globally. Ham radio is neat, but that's a lot. Yeah, I mean, I would say you do CB. You get used to that for a little bit if you decide you want to get into ham. But there is like a test and everything else you do for that. It's much more complicated, but the capability is way beyond. And especially if the grid or the world or whatever goes down, that's where you're going to see that being used as primary communication. Believe you me. Black Cat used to have one of those, used a lot, and the crank finally wore out. Was it a flashlight or radio? I'm gonna buy you a new one. Everybody should have one of those. You should have two things in your house like that for emergencies. You should have a hand crank flashlight slash lantern, and do not get the ones that you shake them. Not only because it looks like you're jerking off, but it does not generate near as much as the ones with the cranks. Get one with a crank. Also, you should have a radio. The radio and a light in one. I like those. Those are nice. But my recommendation is to get them separate. Because if you, let's just say you and somebody else were holding down a fort. And you're like, well, I need to go out, so I need the light. And they're like, yeah, but if you go out and you lose the light, you also lose a radio. You get a small TV with an antenna. Battery operated. Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't have a TV that has an antenna anymore. But I think when I get to Arizona, I'm gonna get some more of that stuff. I would like to build some little case and have all of that stuff in it. And what I will probably put in there are some desiccation packs. Because you don't want moisture to get in there. But it's gonna be the desert, so there's probably not going to be a whole lot of moisture to worry about. But even still. I put Black Cat to sleep. Shh, don't wake the kitty cat. But yeah, I want to get a CB. I'm going to get a CB radio out there, absolutely. The other thing that I want to get and pack is a flare gun. Again, that way if you get stuck out somewhere for whatever reason, you know, if you called somebody on the CB, and you're like, hey, I'm stuck or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm out on this highway. And they'd be like, where are you at? And you're like, well, I'm a couple miles down from whatever. It's like, all right, well, I'm heading that direction. Like, all right, well, I'm going to fire off a flare. I have a flare gun. Just watch and you'll see it. You fire it off. Like, that's why that shit is so, that's why they've been used for ages. It's like critical, simple stuff. Krista, you like that, don't you? What about this? Do you guys like some bottle cap sounds? We can do this with a cap on this bottle. I don't know why it amuses me so much, but honestly, I really like those sounds when I'm listening to them. Krista, do you want me? At some point, I'm going to have to do an episode that is just a true sounds, and it's just going to be my... I feel like when I listen to these ASMR videos that people do, I feel like they always fuck them up. Like the guy, like this one guy had one where he's like, I can't remember what he's doing, but I'm like, ooh, this is going to be good. But then he did them super fast. I'm like, this is giving me anxiety. Like, you should, like, slow down. And I get that that's not the same for everybody, but I'm like, man, you guys, like, you do these videos and you're so close. And then or they'll do a video where, like, they're doing soft sounds. And so they'll be doing, like, soft tapping sounds or whatever. You're like, okay, that's good. That's relaxing. Okay, now on to the next. God damn it, scared the shit out of me. Be like, okay, for the next 10 minutes, let's just work on this. And like, you have to ease back into it. So if you're going to start talking, like, gently start mumbling and add the thing back on. Okay, because now I think we've probably about finished with that, so maybe now we can go to the next one. Krista wants ASMR. I'm gonna have to do ASMR. I'm gonna have to get into it. Do I watch basketball? No. I'm not really a basketball fan. The last time I watched basketball was when the Detroit Pistons were in their bad boy era. And once that team kind of got old / disintegrated, I kind of lost a lot of my interest in basketball. And I couldn't name you teams or really player. The only player I know anymore is like LeBron James. Does that guy even still play? I don't. Not that I have any sort of malaise against anyone who likes it. I just haven't. I've been really shitty about sports basically since all the fucking Detroit teams shit the bed. Like the local sports teams are crap. So I'm kind of like, eh. I like rooting for the home team. My home team is terrible. They don't even put up a fighting. They're like so abhorrently bad. Deathstrike Virus stopping in with a hey. Deathstrike, that's why I give you so much shit about the Penguins. I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna say it fucking once. The reason why I give you so much shit about the Penguins is because I dearly miss a time when we had a good fucking hockey team. And so fuck the Pens, and fuck Cindy Crosby, whatever the fuck that douchebag's name is. But yeah, I'm very jealous. Because those guys can fucking play. We cannot play anymore. For a while, it used to be like, oh shit, you're going up against the Red Wings, huh? Now it's like, might as well throw just a handful of change on the ice. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, man. Malkin is a fucking monster, too. You just... How are yins doing? Well, we were doing some ASMR earlier and talking about some tools. And then we talked about ham radio. And now we're talking a little bit about basketball. Here's the other thing that I miss about basketball that, like, I feel like was cool about basketball. Is, like, the old school, like, the high athletic socks. There's something about like that 70s fucking era, like the 70s, early 80s basketball was awesome. Like the fucking Celtics, man, from back in the day, like it's fucking legit. It did rule. That shit was fucking great. Zylo-Colo stopping with an aloha and good night. Deathstrike Virus loves tools. What we were talking about was this. So one thing that I was demonstrating, and I'll show this again here near the end, is, yeah, you're not going to use this for like heavy duty, like automotive work, but a universal socket. So this basically allows you to take anything and basically, you know, you press that in and it locks it in pretty good. I mean, you're not going to use this on something that you're using like an air wrench or a torque wrench with. But for stuff around the house, man, this saves you from having to constantly be changing to the different socket sizes. And this stuff's fucking, it's not bad. Can I tell you? I have a bunch of broken craftsman tools, but they are now made in Taiwan instead of the U.S., and if you handle them, you can tell it's shit. Yeah, they're not made by the company that Sears used to make them out of anymore. The craftsman stuff is not what they used to be. Honestly, as GamerLab 1 and I were talking earlier, I actually think Stanley makes a better product now than Craftsman. Somebody I was like, yeah, more like Craftsman. For the price... You may as well just go buy a shit from Harbor Freight. The quality is not what it used to be. It's very sad. Zykolos, good to see you. But what we're doing is, we have this universal socket, and then Black Cat and Crystal are really enjoying, they're enjoying a little bit of some ASMR. Just some slow ratchet sounds. Does that soothe you? I'm going to go ahead and fix this up for you. Mac Core Snap-on, but Craftsman was acceptable for the price of it being made here. That's what I always used to buy. Dad and uncle and everybody, like, it was always Craftsman. Again, none of us were like professional mechanics. There's some pretty good handymen, some people that were good with construction, but nobody who was like a master mechanic, so they never had the money to spend on tools, you know, like Snap-on or, like you say, Matco or anything like that. And Craftsman did the job. I mean, shit, some of those my dad's had for 40, 50 fucking years. But now it's not made like it used to be, which was sad. Your dad was Snap on a Mac, Lesser Degree, Matco, or Challenger. Was he a mechanic? Was your dad a mechanic? Or like a you know, some sort of professional construction? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're a mechanic and you're doing that stuff makes sense. You know, my dad was like I'd say a hobbyist in that regard, but we never had like an air wrench or anything like that. It's a brand of, it's a high quality brand of tools, Zycolos. Wrenches, sockets, screwdrivers, pliers, wrenches, air tools, all sorts of stuff. Very high quality. Very expensive, but very high quality. And made in the U.S., which is part of the, I mean, again, the Craftsman stuff used to be made here too, and it was decent. It was a good quality. I, most of the time now, I got to be honest, I'm no professional handyman or mechanic. So I honestly get most of my tools from Harbor Freight. I'm not going to say I'm ashamed to admit it, but like I have a few high quality things. Like I have a couple of saws and stuff like that that are either Craftsman or DeWalt. And I have a it's not Vice Grips. The fuck is that made by? I have this ratcheting screwdriver that's made by some high quality. That screwdriver is like the best screwdriver ever. So the little bits, you know, they fit into the handle. And you can even just tell with how nicely that piece snaps in and out and how smoothly it moves, that thing is quality. Stuff like that is worth it. So, you know, for like a screwdrivers or like a pair of pliers or vice grips, like, don't buy knockoff vice grips. Get actual vice grips. And if you can, go to a flea market and find old ones. The scars on your knuckles and fingers in your right hand will tell you why you don't buy Harbor Freight. Yeah, I mean, I don't really work on cars much or anything like that. So I get it. You know, if I did, I wouldn't skimp. But, like, I have a pair of vice grips. They're vice grips. You know, like, those things. There's another one. Like, you really need that to hold on to something, and either the teeth fucking shred or the bracket snaps or whatever. It's not fucking worth it. Get fucking vice grips. and so we have this weekend. There's this Channel Locks. That's who makes that screwdriver. Channel Lock. Made in Meadville, Pennsylvania. It's goddamn right. Channel Lock. That's who that screwdriver is made out of. It's really, really fucking nice. It's all the power and convenience of a ratchet and the power and convenience of a bit driver all in one small little thing. And it works beautiful. Again, you're not going to use that for hardcore construction shit for around the house. Like when I'm doing like a handyman Saturday. I can just have that thing and basically use it to do anything that I need a screwdriver for. Done. Like Binford tools. I don't know. You know, the Binford tools, every now and then you watch it and you're like, I feel like these tools are dubious quality. They're always like exploding in his face and shit. Yeah, Channel Locks. Get yourself a nice fucking channel lock, like a nice pair of channel locks too. It's like a few of those. I'm gonna get the name brand made stuff, but not a lot of the other stuff. I'm like, eh. I don't put the use or the abuse behind them to require something that's that expensive. You remember the times you had to repair lawnmowers in your customer's place with your rusty crap set of tools? Oh, hey, that's a nice socket set. Who's that made by? Oh, this is made by the Scheisse Machine Company. Have a good one, Gamer Lab 1 says. I think we're going to end it, guys. My class is empty. I feel like I could probably rant and ramble for another hour and a half, but let's go ahead and call it because it is after midnight. Deathstrike Virus says, I do. I don't have power tools. Do everything by hand, ratch, wrench it, etc. So you have to have decent tools.
More power.
I'm like, I try to do most of it by hand, but I do have like a drill. I'm not going to use a hand drill. I'm going to use a power drill. And I do have a power screwdriver. And like a fucking reciprocating saw. Like the shit you can do with that sawzall that like to do it by hand, you're going to fuck your shit up. But like screwdrivers and stuff, like, yeah, I have my little ratcheting screwdriver. I just do that by hand. Oh, you just bought a sawzall? Dude, fucking show it on stream. I'm going to show my big tool. DS Virus's big tool stream. Oh, cut a half of a frame for Ford Ranger. Fuck yeah, you did. It's why it's called a sawzall. Because you can saws all things with it. I get these DeWalt fucking demo blades. There was some other one. I think it was, I can't remember who made them. But it's like an all demo blade. I cut through a fucking metal pipe. I think the metal on that was like that fucking thick, you know, and it was a pipe. I mean, just chewed through that goddamn thing. There's no way you're going to do that by hand. Not unless you want to take 6 weeks to do it. Or die. Or blow your shoulders out. And this dude's like, hey, watch this. Alright, let's call it. I hope everybody has a great night. And as we say at the end of all of these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. We might see you tomorrow for another 11 p.m. nightcap. Maybe. I might be playing some Division 2. Maybe. But otherwise, take care, everybody. We'll see you again soon. Make sure you get some, get yourself some rest. And only play with your tools if they're of the very highest quality. Yeah, you don't want to play with a weak, rusty tool. No, you want to get in there. Oh yeah. All right, enough of that before I get banned.